Things and blessings in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today we have an amazing word titled David's Victory Declaration. David's Victory Declaration. And this word is based on 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45 to verse 47. I'll be reading the scripture in just a moment, but let me just remind us that our victory or failure is in our tongues. And that is why we should choose and train our tongues to decree and declare victory. Because, my brother and my sister, before you win a battle in the physical, you got to first of all win it in the spiritual. And when you look at David's declaration, he acknowledged and recognized that he was not just dealing with a physical Goliath, but also a spiritual entity. And he made a declaration that made all the difference. Let me read from the Bible. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45 to 47, the Bible says, David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands." Listen to that declaration in verse 46. "This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I'll give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that this is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands." This is the amazing Davidic declaration of victory, and there are three dimensions to it. Number one, it is a prophetic declaration. And this is how the declaration of victory or victory declaration looks like, a prophetic dimension. It's a prophetic declaration. David speaks the results before they even happen. He's very confident as he does it because he knows that God who actually gives us victory. And so when you know God and you know what he's able to do, you declare victory before it happens. And so looking at Goliath, he sees beyond just a physical giant, but he sees a God who is able to deal with that giant. And so he declares, "I am having victory over you," in verse 46, "and I'll strike you down, cut off your head, and feed your carcass to the birds and the wild animals." But secondly, it is a precise declaration. He is saying exactly, in that prophetic declaration, he's saying exactly what he will do. It is precise. And that's why in declarations of victory, we need to be very, very clear and very precise in the kind of victory we are anticipating. And if it's in matters financials, you can say, "My debt is sorted out in Jesus' name. And every shilling that I owe, no matter how big it is, I'm going to get it." And even go specific and say, "In the next 1 week, in the next 1 month, this is sorted out." You can declare your job into being if you've been jobless, and even put a timeline around that declaration. And so it is a precise declaration. But thirdly, it is a practical declaration. David's declaration of victory is a practical one because he follows through with action. When you make a declaration, then begin to do something towards achieving that declaration. And that's why later on we are told he took a stone, took a position, released the stone, hit Goliath, and Goliath came tumbling down. And so today I'm saying that your victory is just a word away. Speak it, and it shall become. The Bible says you shall declare a thing, and it shall be established. And so, child of God, take position, take authority, take dominion. Speak to that mountain, speak to that Goliath, speak to that situation, and decree and declare victory today. And I pray that God grants you that victory as he did for David. Victory is assured in Jesus' name. God bless you big time as you walk in victory. Amen.